This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for B. Mitch and Finley. They're back with you tomorrow, live out at the Purple Heart Open. We're going to get into James Wood versus Jaden Daniels here in a second because as James Wood has continued to just crush the baseball and look like the best young outfielder in all of Major League Baseball, the best young hitter in all of Major League Baseball, it got me thinking, boy, is it a good time to be a DC sports fan. Boy, is it a good time to be a fan of what we got going on here around the Beltway. James Wood looks like a bona fide star. The Commanders finally have, you know, answered the game's most important position at quarterback. And when I think about what Jaden Daniels did during his rookie year, it gets me thinking about how special this year has been for James Wood. And those of you that are not, you know, familiar with James Wood and don't watch the Nats every night, this 22-year-old, despite the record, right, 28-31, couple of games under 500, like four or five games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. Despite all of that, James Wood has quite literally been the best young hitter in baseball this year and looks like a guy that is going to be, you know, perennially talked about as a superstar MVP type of candidate, man. Like, he is legit. And it always is special to me, and I always enjoy James Wood convos because he's from here, right? The pride of Olney, Maryland. Born in Rockville, a Montgomery County cat through and through. I always tell this story. I bumped into him at a Wizards game. And I'll be real, I didn't even realize that it was him, right? Just cool, calm, collected. You wouldn't notice him. Well, he's 6'7". So that stands out, obviously, like a sore thumb, right? But if you see him at a sporting event, right, at an NBA game where there are other massive human beings walking around, you wouldn't really notice him, right? Wearing his Wrangler jeans, his ASIC kicks, his generic North Face jacket. Just looking like a bro. One of the guys, little did I know, he was going to come into this year and be an absolute monster. He's tied for the fifth most homers in all of Major League Baseball with 16. I think that leads the National League. He's got 44 RBIs on the year. That's tied for eighth in all of Major League Baseball. And he's tied for sixth in the majors with a 9.52 OPS. So every metric with this young man at the plate kind of just shows you he's elite. He's elite. And the thing that, and I've had some conversations with different folks about this in terms of like trying to compare the two, him and Jaden Daniels. It's a tricky thing to do because it's hard to quantify, you know, two stars from two different sports. But from an impact standpoint, I think Jaden Daniels, because quarterback is a more impactful position, right? He touches the ball every damn play. He is the quarterback. It's probably the most important position in all of pro sports. The fact that we're even able to make this conversation make some sort of sense comparing James Wood to him showed you just how elite Wood has been at the plate. And I think when we talk about the question that we're going to ask you at 1-800-636-1067. Who is viewed more favorably in their sport over the next 5 years? Who's the bigger star in either the National Football League or Major League Baseball over the next 5 years, Jaden Daniels or James Wood? Now, before this past week, the one area where I think Jaden completely clears James Wood out of the park is the stardom, the it factor, the marketability. I just talked about James. 22, but he's quiet, calm, cool, collected. And that's no slight to who he is, right, as a person. By all accounts, tremendous young man, by the performance that he gives you at the plate, super hardworking, team first guy. Love everything about him. But we talked about this, and we talk about this all the time. Jaden's got aura. Not saying that James Wood doesn't have aura. It's a different type of aura, right? I told you from now on, I'm calling him Papa James. If you remember last week, the commercial that comes out via Papa John's, and I was stunned to see it because when you think about James Wood's personality and what he's shown you to this point, it seemed like a guy that's going to be pressed to be in a bunch of commercials. Not saying that he is, but seeing him in that Papa John's commercial made me go, man, think about what could be with this dude. Think about what it is and what it ain't with James Wood. Bonafide star. And now that the marketing stuff is coming his way, the advertisements, the attention dollars, so to speak, I think his stardom only grows. But when we're talking about who's the bigger star in their sport over the next 5 years, I think the other layer of this conversation we got to get into is, and it's hard to, once again, I'm admitting this, is hard to quantify. I get it. Is James Wood a better hitter than Jaden Daniels is a quarterback? And I know that's something that's, I get it, super difficult to quantify. But I guess it just speaks to, it's really out of respect for James Wood, man. He's been that good to start the year. And I got a couple of numbers here that kind of quantify how good he's been. But it's fascinating to watch. And I mentioned with Bobby Blanco the graphic that was thrown up on Masson on Saturday during the game, comparing James Wood to Bryce Harper and Juan Soto over the past couple of years, over the first 136 games of their career. So this is via Codify Baseball. James Wood is the only player, this is crazy, the only player in Major League Baseball history to have a 380-plus on-base percentage with 15-plus homers and 9-plus steals in his team's first 56 games before turning 23. So if that, hopefully that helps paint the story and tell the story of just how good James Wood has been this year. Only guy in Major League Baseball history to accomplish that feat. The other stat that was thrown out there, and I think this was via our guy Grant Paulson, and I'm struggling to pull it up here. This is from Grant the other day, from May the 28th. The full list of players right now in Major League Baseball hitting over 280 with 15-plus homers and 8-plus stolen bases. Shohei Ohtani and James Wood. So I think even if you're the casualist of baseball fan, you understand how much of a unicorn Shohei Ohtani is. You understand how much of an elite athlete Shohei Ohtani is. The fact that him and James Wood are the only guys in a category should show you just how great James Wood is. Now, the question that I want to ask at 1-800-636-1067, I'm doing this on the fly here, kind of, in terms of how we should best frame this, because I get it is a difficult comparison to make. Who will be viewed as the bigger star in their sport over the next 5 years? Jaden Daniels or James Wood? 1-800-636-1067. Now, I get it. Team success for the Commanders, I think, kind of skews the conversation and skews the result towards Jaden. But in terms of just pure talent, pure ability, I mean, baseball truthers out there can tell you this if you've watched this kid this year. At 6'7", there's not a more smooth or effortless swing in all of Major League Baseball. Quite literally, and I know people are going to say, well, is he making this comparison just because they're two big, humongous freakazoids? We have Aaron Judge here in our nation's capital, pretty much. That is the best way that I can try and get a casual Nats fan to understand just how elite this dude is. He's Aaron Judge of D.C. He's the National League Aaron Judge. He's that good. So when you consider him being in that territory at 22 years of age, compared to Jaden Daniels, who I think we all agree here locally, right? I guess recency bias kind of, you know, takes into account here, but top five quarterback, top seven quarterback at worst in the National Football League. When you think about the way both of those two guys are viewed right now, 5 years from now, who's viewed more favorably? 1-800-636-1067. Sean is in Falls Church, wants to chime in. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I guess I'm making a weird comparison, but I'm equating it to soup.
Okay.
The way that we're going about this, James Wood, here's the thing. They both, James Wood, Jaden Daniels, have the right ingredients. You put them in at the right time, everything is going to taste amazing. James Wood is the kind of guy that puts his spoon on the top of the pot, lets it simmer, lets it do its thing. It's still going to taste good. Jaden Daniels is the type of guy that's going to stir it at the right time.
Yeah.
Not going to stir the pot necessarily, if you know what I mean, like an Anthony Edwards might.
Right.
We'll get to that later. It's the right amount of stirring. I think that Jaden Daniels, especially for this town, just speaks a little bit more. I think also having Scott Boras as the agent for James Wood, I think that kind of that stirs the pot in a different way that Nationals fans don't want to hear about.
Not a good thing.
But no.
So I appreciate your call as always, Sean. We'll read a couple of comments from the chat as well because I think this is a fascinating conversation. Roby Wan Kenobi says, first of all, hell of a name. Jaden will be the bigger star because football is the one seed, but James will be a star. So that's where I think when I was debating and hashing out this topic, that's kind of where I kind of came to a halt. It's like, damn, is it fair to James Wood? Not only do I think it's fair to James Wood, I think it's a compliment to James Wood. Everyone knows it. And from a popularity standpoint, the NFL is king, right? The NFL is like Neiman Marcus and like Major League Baseball is like fashion over men's in terms of like popularity, mystique, aura, all that. So, yeah, Jaden probably has the better chance to be a bigger star because of the league he plays in, one, how good he is, and then just the popularity of football. But James Wood, the fact that we're even able to have this conversation, I think, speaks to how elite he is and the type of potential he has in Major League Baseball as just a 22-year-old. 1-800-636-1067. Something else that was pointed out in the chat, and I saw this as well. And let's just be real here. And maybe I'm in the minority here. Take your calls on this as well, because I'm curious to see what you all think. You can get at us in the chat as well. My best friend is an Eagles fan. So I think it is kind of, you know, made my disdain, my hate for that group a lot deeper, because I can't get him to shut the hell up. But Saquon Barkley announced as the Madden 26 cover athlete, and it's him doing that ridiculous hurdle that he hit. Do you all agree with me out there? And maybe this is something that we'll hash out a little bit later on in the summer when we're in those dog days where there's nothing to watch and all that. At this current juncture, I hate the Eagles more than I hate the Cowboys. The Eagles, to me, are the bigger rival to the Washington Commanders right now than the Dallas Cowboys in terms of the relevancy of the games played and then where the two teams are moving forward. But I don't want to get sidetracked too much. Something for you to think about. 1-800-636-1067. 5 years from now, who is the bigger star in their sport? 22-year-old James Wood of the Washington Nationals, who is off to just a talky hot start at the plate? Or Jaden Daniels, who came out guns a-blazing, leading the Commanders to their first conference championship since the 90s? 1-800-636-1067. Kenny is in Boston, wants to chime in. What's going on?
Linnell, thanks for taking my call. This is a great question, and I'm glad I heard the second part of it. Unfortunately, James Wood will most likely not even be with us in 5 years.
Jeez, Kenny. Jeez, brother.
I don't want to rain on the parade, Linnell. Until this organization shows me that we're going to stop losing 90 to 100 games every year and offloading our talent, it's been very discouraging watching all these ballers all over the MLB that used to wear the Nationals uniform, you know?
Yeah. I hear you 100%.
So I would say Jaden, because Jaden's going to be with a more structured organization, and he, you know, we're going to keep building around him and getting better and better as we go. Does that make sense?
100%. And I feel like, do you agree with what I'm saying? It feels like the convo naturally is skewed toward Jaden because of the popularity of the NFL, but I think it speaks to just how good James Wood has been throughout his first full season up in the bigs that we're even able to have this convo.
James Wood is dynamite, and my fear is that it's going to be another Juan Soto situation.
Yeah.
I really hate to say that, but that is my biggest fear, because this organization has shown just that, right?
Yeah. So the thing about that is I'm holding out hope, right, as a Montgomery County guy, that maybe, just maybe, it means a little something to James that he grew up watching the Nationals. I don't know if it was his favorite team or not, but you would have to assume so, unless he was an Orioles fan. But, like, I don't know, man. I cross my fingers, excuse me, on that conversation, because we've already been through enough, haven't we, as Nats fans, losing out.
We've been through so much. I mean, it's so hard. Yeah. It's so hard to be a sports radio guy and know that we have to listen to the Nationals every night. But it's okay. It's okay, because I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to rain on this conversation.
You're all good, man.
Superstars. They're both dynamite superstars.
For sure. I appreciate the call, as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Real quick here, a guy Tay Wilson types in, James Wood gets a game away from the World Series, we can talk. I hear you. Let's not forget what Jaden Daniels did. And I think as we get deeper into the offseason and the news becomes more few and far between with the Commanders, you all sleep on how good Jaden Daniels actually was last year. Not even just from a throwing the football standpoint, from a running the football standpoint. His personality, the magnet that he is, the enigma that he is. And then I was going back and watching games from last year over the weekend, and I was watching that Tampa playoff game. I've watched a lot of football over the past decade plus, right? I don't think I ever remember a rookie quarterback having that type of command, that type of control at the line of scrimmage, the way that Jaden Daniels had. And the play that I think about is the deep shot to Terry McLaurin against Tampa in the playoff game. Gets up to the line of scrimmage, shifts the protection, gets them in the right play, and then boom, the rest is history. It felt like we saw that routinely last year. But we'll continue to take your calls on this. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Over the next 5 years, who is viewed more favorably in their sport? Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders or James Wood of the Washington Nationals? We'll take your calls on that next. Plus, the NBA on TNT signed off for the final time. We'll let you hear the best audio of that. Plus, if you just now are joining us, there is a Madden cover athlete for 2026. We'll give you the details on that next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, that took a crazy turn because I was wondering where the hell we was going with this. You keep me on my toes, Landfill. B. Mitch and Finley right here on the Fan. Linnell Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow live out of the Purple Heart Open. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. Same handle on all social media platforms. It is at @NELL_BTP. A lot to get to. Still continuing to take your calls on who's going to be viewed more favorably. Who's going to be the bigger star in their sport over the next 5 years? Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, or James Wood, the 22-year-old rookie phenom for the Washington Nationals. 1-800-636-1067. I mentioned going to break. We had a little bit of news to break for you. I could really care less because I hate and despise everything about this organization. Saquon Barkley, going to be the Madden cover guy for 2026. And I said something based off of that to spark some interesting discussion in the chat. Make sure you check us out on the old YouTube live stream at 106.7 The Fan. We're also on the X app as well. And maybe I'm speaking for myself, but based on some of the comments in the chat, you all may agree. It's very clear that the Philadelphia Eagles are the biggest rivalry right now with the Washington Commanders, the biggest rival of the Washington Commanders. And I've long felt that way for, and it's just me personally. This is a personal thing for me because of what I have going on in my life. Like I say, my best friend is a diehard Eagles fan. I've had to watch numerous games with him and his father in the bird's nest, as we like to call it. But yeah, I don't like the Eagles because of that. I was raised, and this is why you all should give me credit. Y'all got a lot of nasty, rude, mean things to say to me. That's what happens when you're elite. I get it. But there should be some kudos thrown my way. Do you realize I was raised in a damn Dallas Cowboys household? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know how sick it is as a 27-year-old to be raised in a Cowboys household, trying to be persuaded every which way, all that dirty, nasty, blue, navy blue star merchandise being thrown at me? And I was able to stay 10 toes down, man. And I stood through it. I wore it for years, watching the Commanders, then Redskins, just suck. I wore it. So, yes, I get to have an opinion on who our biggest rival is, because I think I'm one of the most diehard loyal fans that exists. A lot of you all out there are fair weather. You couldn't root for the team because of Daniel Snyder. Kiss my ass. Now I'm fired up about it. 1-800-636-1067. I actually do want to take calls on that because I feel like maybe that is a polarizing hot button topic here locally. And I'm going to say something now that is going to really irk a lot of people. You go look back at the season history, the season series between Dallas and Washington over the course of the 2000s. They have whipped our ass for the most part. Let's be real about it. I'm going to tell her how a T.I. is. They have owned us. We have been the little brother of the Dallas Cowboys throughout the 2000s in terms of the head-to-head matchup. So if you want to call that a rivalry, sure. I just think there have been bigger, more impactful games between Washington and Philly. We've seen them play for the division title several different times throughout the 2000s, a couple different times. We've seen them play, you know, in big primetime spots. So I just look at Philadelphia as the big rival. Maybe it's recency bias. I get it. 1-800-636-1067. Your calls on the biggest rivalry right now, the biggest rival right now for the Washington Commanders, and James Wood versus Jaden Daniels. Who is the bigger star in their sport 5 years from now? 1-800-636-1067. Deacon is in D.C. Jaden Daniels has chutzpah.
Yeah, baby. Real simple. The reason why Daniels has chutzpah over Woods right now, he shattered records last year. See, my man Woods is just coming up to the plate. He's just coming up to the table. He's shining. He's a diamond. But that guy, Jaden Daniels, man, he's shattering stuff, and he's taking us to another level, even in the game. Now, as far as our biggest rival, the Eagles will always be one of our rivals, but our biggest rival is those Cowgirls, those Gerard boys. You know, we play ball hard, even when we lose, but we never quit. And that's why I'm still a Redskins/Commanders fan. Sure. But see, I need you to take this to the bank and all of Radio Land, listen to this.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels did not shatter any Redskin records.
Oh, my Lord.
He made records as a Commander. And this is the legacy. This is what he's building right now. A legacy as a Commander, dude.
So you're trying to say that Jaden Daniels in his rookie season and last year should not be a part of quote-unquote Redskins history? Deacon, come on, you my man. You tap in with me all the time.
The son is always part of the father's family, but the son has come. He's grown. He's growing up, and he's setting his own mark now. Okay. He's setting his own mark.
I'll let you have that one, Deacon. 1-800-636-1067. That's probably, and this may tick a lot of people off too. I could care less. This annoys me about that sector of the fan base that acts like the history should be different between the Redskins and the Commanders. It's all one and the same. Like, we can't cry over spilled milk here. Didn't the post poll last week kind of put to bed all of the silly, nonsensical commentary around the name Redskins and Commanders and the popularity of all that? It is what it is. There's no going back. There is no tomorrow for the Redskins name. We are the Commanders, as Doug Williams said. So, I don't know. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Fabian in Fairfax. What's chiming? What's going on, Fabian?
How's it going?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. But I just want to say, I think, honestly, it's got to be Jaden. I mean, growing up, just watching the Nationals, you know, with contract stuff and all that jazz. I mean, you know, going into James Woods when he is in, you know, contract trouble, there's not that much, like, certainty going into it. I know that Jaden's a rookie. He's got that rookie contract. I just think that the people feel more comfortable with the fact that Jaden is going to be a Commander for the rest of his career, which I think we all agree on. James Wood, though, with the owners, you got to look at that, too. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I appreciate the call, as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. The other thing I keep going back to, it's really a byproduct of the popularity of the two sports. Now, I get this town in terms of baseball fanatics, right? Was at a fever pitch in 19 when they won the World Series. I get it. It was the climax of Washington Nationals fandom, right? But obviously, we know that's tailed off here a little bit, and they haven't made the postseason since winning the World Series in 2019. I always bake in this excuse for the Nats, and I wonder if other people out there feel the same way. I just wonder how much different life is for the Washington Nationals, or where this thing stands, if they were able to capitalize off of the ticket gate of a World Series team, off of the spike in popularity and merchandise sales. I had this conversation with Britt Giroli of The Athletic, and she kind of gave me the truth of it all. And I think I was talking with Danny Rue last week, and he had the exact same thought. Wouldn't really have impacted anything. I know people keep talking about, you know, Washington and the Nationals and their inability to retain talent, and there's a big fear and concern as to whether or not James Wood will be locked down long-term. The Juan Soto thing, if you're looking at that as like a precursor, as a prognostication for whether or not Wood gets signed or not, Juan Soto, you see based off of the money that, that he's garnered out there, the Nationals were never, ever going to pay him that money. And I think Mike Rizzo and company deserve a whole lot of credit for flipping Juan the way that they did. In terms of like major stars being shipped away from their homegrown club, the team that drafted them, Rizzo's return, I'd stack it up with any return that anyone's ever got. When you think about Abrams, Hassel, Gore, I don't know, man, it's tough. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Let's get full throttle into the Washington Commanders. Damian Woody of ESPN with a pretty interesting prediction for the 2025 Washington Commanders. We'll let you hear from Damian Woody next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From the Fan. Me, Mitch, and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow live out at the Purple Heart Open. Make sure you keep it locked on The Fan all afternoon long. I'll take you up to 2 o'clock before handing things over to Grant and Danny. GP back in the saddle after taking a much-needed vacation last week. So super excited to listen to the fellas on my way out. We are, how has JP been doing this? Has he been just been saying random obscure Redskins and saying, we're this many days away. We are Preston Smith days away from the start of football. That is, I believe, the start of the regular season. Cowboys and Eagles from Lincoln Financial Field to open up the season on Thursday Night Football. So super duper excited for that. The offseason to me, this year a lot, and I think fans out there can relate to this, this offseason a lot different than off seasons of the past. I think every day that I wake up, we're a day closer to the start of training camp, the start of the preseason. I get excited. I'm geeked up. I'm an addict just like you all are. The expectations that come with this year's team, I feel like it's different than in the past. When's the last time this group had expectations entering a season? I think you got to go back to 2020. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Curtis Samuel, fresh off of limping your way into the postseason by winning the NFC East during that COVID year. Coming off of that season, there were ridiculous expectations set for this group. And I bring that up because the conversation you're hearing surrounding the Commanders this time around, I think, is a lot more warranted, right? What they showed last year, arguably, really you can make the argument it's sustainable. And I understand, you know, they were the cardiac Commanders a lot of last year, right? The final five games, I believe, of the regular season, won at the buzzer. It's great. Obviously, the ball may not bounce your way as much this year, but I do think the overall program is in a lot better place. And when you're talking about, you know, contenders for the Super Bowl in both the AFC and the NFC, you can't go too far down the list before legitimately giving Washington credit. So I think every national pundit I hear that I listen to feels like, you know, they are sipping the Commander Kool-Aid. Now, for years, that has always been a very dangerous thing. I think fans out there can speak to that. Like I just said, anytime we have had expectations, we always fall short. I don't think that happens this year. Matter of fact, I know that that doesn't happen this year, and it's because of one guy. It's not the quarterback. It's not that blue-eyed, handsome devil, Adam Peters. It's not Josh Harris. It's Dan Quinn. When you have a guy leading your building the way that Dan Quinn does, when you have a guy that instills confidence in folks the way that Dan Quinn does, complacency isn't allowed to exist over in Ashburn, and I don't think it does. I think he has done a tremendous job of setting the expectation for who they are, right? Everyone was laughing at their cheesy monikers, anybody, anywhere, anytime. They showed it last year. You bet your ass it is anybody, anywhere, anytime. So expectations, I don't think, impact this group at all. I think it motivates them. You know what else may motivate them? The doubters. The detractors. Damian Woody of ESPN can be thrown in that category. He had this to say about whether the Commanders are in line for regression in 2025.
JT Daniels had a season the likes of which we have never seen before. He took his team all the way to the NFC Championship game. What would constitute a successful second season after that debut act, particularly with all the pieces they've added, Damian Woody?
Jaden Daniels could have a better season, but the Washington Commanders might take a step back.
Mm.
I thought the Washington Commanders overachieved last year. Jaden Daniels was spectacular, no question about it. But if you look at the whole of the Washington Commanders, like, really, they shouldn't have been on the field with the Philadelphia Eagles last year. Mm. They actually might take a little bit of a step backwards. I think their defense is underwhelming, and some of these other NFC teams on to come up, the Rams and some of these other teams. So Jaden Daniels could be better, but they might take a little bit of a step back.
So that's Damian Woody. Honestly, I kind of feel like I prepared us for a hammer to be dropped by Damian Woody. It was more like a pencil, right? More like a coin being thrown at you. That just reminds me of weird things me and my cousin used to do back in the day. Landfill, you ever had anybody light a penny on fire? Not light a penny on fire, but put a lighter to a penny and then throw it at you. It's a terrible thing to do. Don't do it to anybody. But no, Damian Woody there, I think, says what all of us think in the back of our mind. If you guys can take off the burgundy and gold colored lenses for a second, everything Damian Woody said there has the chance to be correct, right? I wake up each and every day flip-flopping back and forth about what this team could be in 2025. I can paint you the picture of them, you know, taking a little bit of a step back, winning 9 games, and maybe not making the playoffs. And I'd still feel damn good about everything moving forward. I can also paint you this picture. Them hosting the Lombardi at the end of the season. Jaden Daniels being the league MVP after the season. Another Junks discussed that earlier this morning. I think all of those possibilities, all those scenarios are on the table. To act as if they're above regression as a fan, I think you're full of it. You can't genuinely look at this group objectively and say, well, there's no chance that they can regress. That's just not the case. Now, Damian Woody and everybody that talks about this group, we reference this defense in terms of why they may regress. I don't think it's an offensive regression that we're worried about. I think it's the defense who honestly outkicked their coverage last year, but then didn't really do a whole lot on paper, to significantly upgrade. I can give you two direct replacements that happened this year on defense. They swapped out John Allen for Javon Kinlaw and Jeremy Chinn for Will Harris. If you're being objective about those four players over the course of their career, then how can you say anything but Washington downgraded at those two positions? And that's me saying it. I'm as big of a cheerleader for the group as anybody is, but you have to be objective when talking about this thing. While I can see a scenario where they hoisted Lombardi, I can also see a scenario where they stink on defense. Mike Clay of ESPN, their lead analytics guy, predicted that next year the Commanders give up the most points in the National Football League. If that is the case, I bet your ass they don't make the playoffs. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll keep things on the Commanders when we get back. What is more likely in 2025 for the Washington Commanders? Fresh off of an appearance to the NFC Championship game. Fresh off of Jayden Daniels winning Offensive Rookie of the Year and really being, you know, the best thing since sliced bread to the NFL. What is more likely for next year? The Commanders making the Super Bowl or the Commanders missing the playoffs as a whole? We'll get to that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.